My name is LaShonda Smith, and I am the host for the First Year Business Podcast. I created this podcast so it can be used as a tool to help guide you through your first year in business. I will talk about the struggles, the tips, the do's, the don'ts, the highs, and the lows. You name it. So, grab a glass of wine, get relaxed, maybe get a pen and paper so you can take notes, and I hope you enjoy today's show. Welcome back to the First Year Business Podcast. Of course, I am your host, LaShonda, and today I want to talk about these fears y'all dealing with when it comes to starting this podcast, okay? So I have been talking to a lot of different creators and a lot of different business owners who are very interested in starting a podcast, but they have every doubt, every fear when it comes to like, oh, what if no one listens? Oh, what if I'm not consistent? What if I don't have anything to talk about that anybody wants to listen to? I mean, honestly, I have heard it all at this point. And this is what I am here to tell you today. Start the dang on podcast, okay? Let's start with the what if no one listens fear. What if no one listens, but also what if a lot of people listen? I think that because of the era that we're in right now, people have become so accustomed to the metrics. Like, oh, if I don't have more than 1,000 people listening, then no one cares and it's not worth doing if I don't have anybody listening. And honestly, you have to think about the one listener whose life could change from listening to your podcast, whether that's the mother that you're encouraging every month, every Monday or every morning, or whether it is the ideal client that you have that is struggling with depression and you're helping get them through that depression with your podcast. You just don't know who's listening, what their story is, what their struggles are, and how you are impacting them. And so trust and believe, the only way that no one will be listening to your podcast is if you are not promoting your podcast. No one is aware that you even have a podcast. I've had a couple people come to me and mention how no one's listening to my podcast. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And these are people that I've known for years and I ain't never seen them post about having a podcast. So that's the first thing. If no one knows about your podcast, then of course no one's gonna listen, right? But I want to ask you a very simple question. What if the one person, if only one person listened to your podcast and it changed their life forever, would that not make it worth it? That one person that you decided to create the podcast for? I feel that that will make it worth it in the end. So just kind of think about it like that. I feel that if you are planning to start a podcast, that it should be more so based on you really just enjoying talking, for one, because podcasting requires a lot of talking. And if you don't already enjoy talking to yourself, like me, I can talk to myself all day, okay? If you don't really have a lot to say, then yeah, you might struggle. But if you know that you have really, really good stuff that you can share with people and it would be really, really helpful, then I don't know what you're waiting on. Like, you need to go ahead and make this happen. And then another fear that I hear is, well, what if I do this and nobody cares? What if I don't make money from this? Or, you know, what if this is all for nothing? What if I start it and then I drop off the face of the earth? Like, what if that happens? So in those type of circumstances, for one, you have to commit. You have to literally make a decision to commit to the process and commit to the podcast. Because I'm going to be straight up, you are not going to bring in instant revenue when you first start your podcast, unless you already have a pretty large audience where you can start pitching your offers or, you know, getting brand deals off the gate. Unless you have a circumstance like that, and if you're listening to the First Year Business Podcast, I can almost guarantee that that's probably not your situation, then yeah, you're going to need to allow this process to take its time and do its process, okay? Because this is not something that is going to be like an overnight success. This is really like a slow burn in business. Now, granted, creating podcast episodes will be one of the easiest pieces of content that you can create for your business. So that is really good. But keep in mind that you are targeting a specific type of person when you are creating a podcast, because you are specifically targeting people who listen to them. Not everybody listens to podcasts yet. It's still like kind of new. It's like not new in the podcasting world, but it is new when it comes to people consuming that type of content. And we're in a stage right now where everybody's starting to create their own podcast. You can see this on TikTok, Instagram. Like, this is like the big thing right now. And this is kind of in the era of when YouTube first blew up and everybody started creating YouTube channels. So we're in that era right now. But also remember that it's a marathon. And it's, I almost want to say that it's even more slower than a marathon, depending on the stage of your business. But you have to commit to the process. And I would say at least give it 1 year. Give it 1 year just to start and see what happens, and then go from there. Because you never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to be listening. It only takes one person to listen to your podcast and fall in love with it and invite you to speak at a conference, to invite you to like attend an event or become a sponsor of your podcast. Like, you have to position yourself for opportunities that you want the podcast to bring in. Now, disclaimer, I have said podcast a lot on this episode, but you just gonna have to bear with me because this is what we talking about, okay? But I noticed it. If you noticed it, I noticed it too, okay? And I'm probably gonna say it some more, but just, you know, just look, don't be calling me out, y'all. I call myself out. But anyways, going back to the fear. So you have that, you're like, oh, what if I mess up? You know, this is one of the biggest hesitations that people have whenever it comes to starting their own podcast. What if I mess up? What if I say too much? What if I pause too much? Or if I, you know, lose my train of thought and now I have to do all this editing to clean it up? If you listen to my podcast, you will know that I will mess up and I will keep going. I ain't stopping the show. I'm not editing the show, okay? You gonna get me as I am. And I always tell my clients or people that are talking to me in reference to this, I always give them the same scenario. If you are talking to someone in person, in a room, in the grocery store, wherever you are, and you mess up or you stumble over your words or whatever happened, I have never seen not one person ever be like, hold on, let me go back outside the room and come back in and start over. So I don't know why people feel like they have to do that when it comes to podcasting. This is a conversation. Conversations are not perfect. Conversations happen naturally. You talk naturally. You don't worry about saying or messing up when you are talking to someone in person. And I feel that you need to take the pressure off of yourself when it comes to editing. I always recommend for my clients, do not start with editing. Like, just like how I do my podcast, have your intro start and then go right into your episode. Because if you get caught up in the editing part, you are going to make this easy piece of content become more complicated than it needs to be. Now, once you start getting sponsorships and you're getting a whole bunch of people listening to your podcast on a regular, you're getting pretty good money from this, then yeah, you can hire an editor if you choose to. But it is honestly not necessary. It's not. I would think about it as if you're speaking on a stage. Like, just think about it being live content. If you go live on Facebook or Instagram, you can't pause it and start over. You gotta keep going. So if you come in with that mindset, podcasting will be a lot more enjoyable for you. You won't feel like it's a lot of work. And this is a really good example because when I'm recording this episode right now, this was a perfect example of what I was talking about in the previous episode when I launched season 2, when I was talking about how I wanted my podcast to have a natural dialogue. I wanted to just be able to talk. I wanted to just let it flow naturally. And so what I did today, which is the same day because I'm batch recording today, okay? What I did was I picked the topic. I don't have any notes for what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about it just based on people that I've talked to, things that I've heard,
you know, conversations that I've had. And look, I'm 10 minutes in. So it's that simple. Like, if you can make it simple for yourself, then make it simple, but let go of the fears. Let go of any fear that you are dealing with when it comes to stepping outside of your comfort zone and like actually getting this thing off of the ground and getting it started. So I'm going to end it here because, like I said, I'm at 10 minutes and I feel like I've hit the point that I'm trying to make. Get rid of the fear. Stop worrying about if people are going to listen. Stop worrying about if you're going to be able to be consistent. You don't have to post every single day. You don't have to post an episode every single day. You can start off with 4 a month. That's 1 a week. And honestly, you can batch record those in one sitting. Really, if you really want to, you can record all of those in one sitting and you will be fine. Okay, so just take the pressure off. If you would like more help with getting your podcast started, getting your podcast launched within the next 30 days, then look in the show notes because I'm going to put my 30-day Start the Dang Challenge or Start the Dang Podcast Challenge link in the show notes. And I don't know if when I post this, if it will already be live and open for enrollment. But if it's not, I will have the wait list there where you can sign up. But if it is open for enrollment and you are listening to this, then the link to sign up will be there. Also, if you're like, okay, the challenge is cute, but I need you one-on-one to help me with this, or I need you, you know, in a more direct container to be able to like help me so that I can ask questions, so that I can like hop on a call with you and like all of that fun stuff, then I will also have the information in the show notes on how you can book my podcast launch package. That's going to have a lot more detail in reference to how I help you. Like, I'm going to really be helping you get listed on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, like all of those different places. But look in the show notes that have all the details. I hope that this was really helpful for you. If you have made it to the end, then you are the real MVP, girl. Thank you so much for listening. And I will see you guys, or I always say see you because I'm doing the video as well. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.